the University of Chicago and made possible by a generous grant from the John Templeton Foundation. This is Virtue Talk, a podcast of the project Virtue, Happiness, and the Meaning of Life. You can find out more about us at virtue.uchicago.edu and our blog, thevirtueblog.com. Today's podcast features Father Thomas Joseph White, who's Associate Professor of Systematic Theology on the Pontifical Faculty of the Immaculate Conception at the Dominican House of Studies.
And when you talk about religious traditions helping people realize their own capacities, there are obviously a lot of objections that can be raised about whether this is delusional behavior, whether this is empirically measurable behavior, and it's really interesting to engage with social scientists and philosophers of other stripes than outside the Christian tradition about these questions and interesting reasonable objections that can be posed.
Father Thomas Joseph White's latest book is Exodus in the series Brazos Theological Commentary on the Bible. Professor White is also one of the scholars with Virtue, Happiness, and the Meaning of Life. This recording was made at our December 2015 working group meeting.
My name is Father Thomas Joseph White. I'm a Dominican priest and professor of theology. I teach at the Dominican House of Studies in Washington, D.C., and I'm the director of the Thomistic Institute. My own research tends to concentrate on the relationship between Christian understandings of grace and human nature, and in particular, questions of what constitutes human happiness or well-being. Is there something like grace? Does it somehow help us actuate capacities in ourselves or realize capacities in ourselves for happiness? Does it lead to our moral flourishing? One of the questions I often look at is how traditional Christian claims about grace are related to the idea that human being can be elevated beyond itself, but in ways that don't alienate us from ourselves. That's to say that grace doesn't harm us or do violence to us, but liberates us in terms of our deepest wellsprings and desires, our desire for the truth, our desire for the universal good, our aims at fulfillment. How are religious traditions able to communicate meaning to the human person about our ultimate aims and expectations? And when you talk about religious traditions helping people realize their own capacities, there are obviously a lot of objections that can be raised about whether this is delusional behavior, whether this is empirically measurable behavior, and it's really interesting to engage with social scientists and philosophers of other stripes than outside the Christian tradition about these questions and interesting reasonable objections that can be posed. And at the same time, to try to situate those objections within the conversation within Christian theology and think about how the perspectives of Augustine or Aquinas on grace help us see why appeals to grace can be so humane, so respectful of what a human being is. A lot of what happens in a human being as an animal is measurable and empirical, and we can know a lot about how our human behavior affects us through neuroscience, through biology, including with perspectives on our evolutionary ancestry. But then there's a lot of domains in ourselves that seem irreducible to the empirical and the measurable. Domains like the contingency of choice making, the real depths of human freedom, the aspiration to love and be loved, the deep desires for truth, aiming at getting universal explanations, which is more than just getting material facts, you know, getting ultimate kind of explanations and purposes about reality straight. So there's openings in the human person towards religious question asking, and that's sort of where I do some of my philosophy using Thomas Aquinas. For Thomas Aquinas, for example, the human being has an innate desire or inclination towards happiness that then forks out into a twofold kind of innate desire. One is for the truth, and one is for the good. The intellect strives to know the truth and tries to find total perspective and meaning on life. Inevitably, that's a kind of inevitable inclination in the human intellect. It can be stultified, but it's really inscribed in us to want the truth about reality, to find out why we're here, what we're doing. That's for Aquinas the kind of innate tendency to seek the truth. And on the other hand, a desire of the voluntary appetite or the will to want to find the good, to love what is really reasonable, what will cause us to be happy and flourish, and to be loved in ways that will cause us to flourish and be happy. And so you can take those two fundamental inclinations and you can build out from them a whole account about human striving for the truth, human striving for the good, and then raise really fundamental questions about what does bring us deep happiness, friendship, life in political community, search for the truth together with one another, but also fundamental, fundamental religious questions can be raised. Can we explain reality in terms of monotheism? Is it possible to be friends with God? Aquinas thinks we can be friends with God by grace, and there's a whole world that opens up there in terms of deep explanations of human happiness and flourishing.
You've been listening to theologian Father Thomas Joseph White, who's Associate Professor of Systematic Theology on the Pontifical Faculty of the Immaculate Conception at the Dominican House of Studies, and a scholar with our project, Virtue, Happiness, and the Meaning of Life. Professor White's latest book is Exodus, which is in the series Brazos Theological Commentary on the Bible. You can find out more about him and us at virtue.uchicago.edu. Thank you to the John Templeton Foundation for their generous support of our project, and to Alexandre Navarro for our music. To find out more about our project, visit thevirtueblog.com and virtue.uchicago.edu.